with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri has launched an investigation into an immigrant rights group he says may be bankrolling the Los Angeles riots. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Hawley chairs the Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime and Terrorism and says he wants to know whether funding for the riots came from a local nonprofit, the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights, or CHURLA. The organization has received funding from sources including the Department of Homeland Security. Hawley says now credible reporting suggests CHURLA may be providing logistical support and financial resources to some of those involved in the riots. Bob Agnew reporting.
There are more job cuts at Google.
Google has offered more buyouts across several key divisions in a fresh round of cost cutting ahead of a court decision that could order a breakup of Google's internet empire. A judge is expected to rule before Labor Day on whether to allow a ban on Google paying billions annually to Apple and other tech companies to lock in its search engine and require Google to share information with rivals. The job cuts also come as Google is ramping up spending on artificial intelligence. I'm Lisa DeWire.
General Motors says it's investing some $4 billion to shift some of its production facilities from Mexico to the United States to avoid tariffs that could cause prices to go higher.
GM says the investment will be made over the next 2 years and is for its gas and electric vehicles. The company says it will also be able to assemble more than 2 million vehicles per year in the U.S. President Trump signed executive orders in April, relaxing some of his 25% tariffs on automobiles and auto parts.
Correspondent Marcela Sanchez. This is SRN News. A new report on puberty blockers, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Transgender activists argue that doctors must give gender-confused children drugs to help them live as the opposite sex, or they will become depressed and might commit suicide. But according to a two-year study of such kids, giving them puberty blockers did not help their depression. The report drew attention recently when the lead researcher admitted trying to withhold the results because she supports the transgender agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Nations is taking Guatemala to task over its pro-life laws. A panel of independent experts who make up the Human Rights Committee say Guatemala violated the rights of a 14-year-old rape victim by denying her request to have an abortion. The committee compared the abortion refusal to torture. In Guatemala, abortion is banned except in cases where the life of the mother is at risk. This is SRN News. South Korea's military has shut down loudspeakers broadcasting anti-North Korean propaganda along the inner Korean border. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The South had resumed the propaganda messages and K-pop songs in June last year, following a years-long pause in retaliation for North Korea flying trash-laden balloons towards the South in a psychological warfare campaign. Seoul says the move is part of efforts to restore trust in inter-Korean relations and promote peace on the Korean peninsula, reflecting the new liberal government's first concrete step toward easing tensions between the war-divided rivals. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys has died at 82, one of the world's most beloved and influential musicians. His family posted news of his death to his website Wednesday. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.